How many have some kind of a longing in your soul? Maybe it's for peace and joy in our relationships. That could be. Maybe it's that your finances would straighten out or get better.
Sure.
Maybe your home life isn't what you'd like it to be. Or your work. You don't have joy and peace at your work. I like the politics in our nation and in the world to straighten out. And there's a longing in my soul for peace and joy in that arena. The world in which we live is kind of confusing these days, isn't it? It really is. And we don't find satisfaction in any of those things that I mentioned. Maybe for a season, maybe for a short time, we'll find joy in any of those. Work when you've accomplished something that you know you've done well, and or you've got something off your back, like I did. Pastor Ward helped us with finances yesterday and some reconciling, and man, there was joy and satisfaction in my soul when that was taken care of and when that was done. However, the longing for that to continually be there, God made us so that there would be a longing. And we try to fill it with all these other things. We try to get satisfaction out of other things other than God, and He wanted it to be found in Him. The Bible tells us where to go when we find that our longings, we've had unmet longings. And the satisfaction for the longing of our souls can be found in Psalm 87. And it says that we'll find it in Zion, because all our springs are in thee. Springs in the Hebrew means fountain or source of satisfaction. And we need to get that through our heads that we're really not going to find it in other things, but we're going to find that satisfaction and the longing of our souls met in Him.
Yes.
And in the King James Version it says, "And of Zion it shall be said, this man and that man was born in her, and the Highest Himself shall establish her." Wow! Who's going to establish her?
The Highest Himself.
Not you, not me. We're not going to establish us, but He is as we seek His face. The Lord shall count when He writeth up the people. This man was born there. Selah. That means stop and think about it. As well as the singers and the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. I love it. I love the fact that we need to continually remind ourselves and one another. When we're disappointed or we're listening to someone, a Christian, say, or a non-Christian, say, "Oh, it's just not going well." And we can say, "Hey, that's right. That's true. But all your springs can be found in Him." The joy of Him, that fountain or source of satisfaction can be found only in Him. So let's stand, and I'd like us to say it now. That's the King James, so you know what it says. Message is not going far from it, but it's got a little more oomph for this morning, so let's say it out of the Message. The word's getting out on Zion. Men and women, right and left, get born again in her. God registers their names in His book. This one, and this one, born again, right here. Singers and dancers, give credit to Zion. All my springs are in you. And if we know this and if we get it in our heart, we have in our hands then and in our souls one of the keys of the kingdom. And it's all about the keys of the kingdom that's going to bring us joy and happiness.